A few years later in Paris, Zeisel arranged 5 spirituals for male voice and piano, such pieces as A Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. Mention of these arrangements leads naturally to mention of Zeisel's Paris interlude. Like so many others, Eric could no longer remain in Vienna. Now is not the time to recount the family's hairbreadth escape from Vienna to Germany and thence to Paris. Suffice it to report that they arrived safely in November 1938. Left behind were his promising career and his almost established reputation. The Viennese premiere of his first complete opera, the Singspiel Leons und Lena, was canceled, while an appointment with the playwright, Hans-Heinz Ortner, to discuss a possible collaboration was aborted by the Gestapo. Ahead lay uncertainty. In Paris, Zeisel soon made 2 lifelong friends, Alma Mahler-Werfel and Darius Milhaud. Of crucial significance for his future course as a composer, he encountered Joseph Roth's gripping novel, Job, the Story of a Simple Man. The sufferings and wandering of the Mendel Singer family and its redemption through the once sickly, crippled son Menuhin stirred Zeisel's creativity. He saw in his own situation a parallel with that of the European Jews. He identified himself with the principal character even. The impact of his displacement awakened a sense of his own Jewish heritage. For a staged version, he prepared an overture, Menuhin's song, and a Cossack dance. This incidental music set the tone for much of Zeisel's remaining output, classical music in a romantic religious vein in the composer's own words. Here is Menuhin's song. Its sound inaugurates a new compositional direction. This is in an arrangement by the composer for piano and violin. Merrily Mortarati is joining me.